Right, now I'm going to do the Winners and Weasels, and I want to say, Al, that you are not a patriot. All right, you, I don't think you care that much about this country. Well, we had Congressman Bob Brady at it. He assured us that we're not shutting down the government.
Because of the TV.
Did that make you excited?
No. I wasn't worried about it.
And what I am most proud of is that I have the opportunity on this show to continually express my love for America. And that is why I am not backing off on my winner of the week. It is Oracle Team USA.
Oracle.
It is the winner of the America's Cup. It is a team, much like the country itself, that never said die. A team that said it's what? 8-1? 9 wins the cup? Then I guess we won't lose again. And then, with the incredible American ingenuity that only this country can summon, with one hero after another reaching deeper and not accepting failure, my yachtsman friends down in San Francisco, they said, we will out-duel. We will out-tack. We will out-strategize. We will do whatever it takes in a yacht to beat those horrible Australians.
Was it the Kiwis? Or who
I don't know who it was.
Not the Kiwis.
The Kiwis.
Anybody but the Kiwis.
We beat the Kiwis. And we are now again asserting our superiority as Americans. My winner of the week remains Oracle Team USA, my friends in yachting.
Are these sailboats?
No, they're big cats.
Well, they look really weird.
Big cat.
What is that?
It's a big cat.
Catamaran?
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever that was.
I think.
Beat the Kiwis.
Right? Rhea, you know what, Rhea? I appreciate it.
It's a horrible fruit.
I got to be honest.
Why would anyone want to eat it?
Rhea is the judge of the winner of the week. And Rhea, being a great American like myself, said, there's nothing wrong with your selection, big fella.
Stick to your guns.
The last time I looked, you were a fine American yourself. And I went, you're right, Rhea. Damn it, you're right. Nice. All right. Meanwhile, Weasel of the Week is Jackass. All right. Al, this one, I still can't believe this.
Who is it?
All right. This right here. And I did like the way the Atlanta Braves responded. All right.
Oh, this was awesome.
Carlos Gomez, the embodiment of what is wrong with sports today.
He's lost his mind.
Is at the plate. He is playing for a dreadful baseball team, the Milwaukee Brewers. He has hit 22 home runs. He's having a fine year himself. But there's nothing to brag about in the performance that was ahead. And he caught a ball and rocked it deep and then made sure everybody knew that he was an incredible jackass. Let's go to the play-by-play on WCNN. We have there Jim Powell and Don Sutton calling this amazing moment in sports this week. Let's listen.
The 0-1 pitch. Driven, left center field, deep. BJ gives up right away as that ball is out of here. And Gomez is talking and talking, and now Freeman is yelling at him. As Gomez looking at Mahalam and yelling at him as he runs up first. Freeman gets into it. Now he's going to third, and he's yelling at Mahalam again.
Look where McCann is.
And McCann is right in the third baseline waiting for him. And we're going to have the benches clear. There's a lot of pushing. There's a lot of dancing. What in the world is wrong with Carlos Gomez?
Where his head was, that was Bush League. First of all, to take that wild fall down swing and then look like he was on something, amped up, and then to hit it and yell and scream and to watch it fly out and then start yelling,
Bush.
It was Bush.
He looks like he's under the influence of something that we are not. And I don't know what that is, but he looks downright crazy and has since he took that wild swing.
Wow. All right, that was some speculation I won't necessarily agree
did
with.
Did they have to bleep
but
themselves?
I guess they did. I heard a bleep in there.
Because the mic was close to
maybe
the plate.
Maybe the mic was like, okay. Yeah. You've seen voguing before, right?
Oh.
Was that taking it to the next level?
He was nuts.
He stayed at the plate like 4 seconds.
But it started
and
that
the
swing
whole way
before.
Around.
He started staring, but if he hadn't done that, it would have been one of the great moments ever because he called his shot type of a thing.
Yeah, all right, fine.
But then he looked like a wild dog.
All right, here's what you need to know, too. He never actually touched the plate.
No.
Brian McCann blocked him from the plate and was ready to deck him, All right? But Brian McCann also knew, unlike Carlos Gomez, Brian McCann's going to the playoffs.
Yeah, that's the problem.
And if he punches him, he's not going to the playoffs.
Yeah.
So he has to stand there and jaw at him, but he blocked him from ever touching the plate.
Yeah.
And then everything emptied and all kinds of hell broke loose.
Yeah.
That was one of the worst acts I've ever seen by a bogus jackass.
I actually would use the same event to have a winner of the week.
McCann.
Oh, yeah.
I thought of it, Al.
No.
Who?
Major League Baseball. They did not suspend McCann.
Yeah, they didn't. I saw that.
Because
but
McCann
they did go.
He did the right thing.
No, they did. You're right, Al. But I did not do that because I'm too much an American. If I was less of an American, I might have done that. But I'm too much of an American.
I mean, have you ever seen a catcher go that far?
No, I loved
just
it.
Stand there.
I loved
and say,
it.
You're not going past this line.
On another week, yes, awesome. I would reward someone else for that incident, but not me. Not this week.
Who the Braves pay after
Team Oracle.
Team Oracle. Didn't they cheat to get there?
I don't know what they did.
Billionaires.
Don't grill me on it, Al. I felt a wave of patriotism. 888-729-9494.
You were really sick to watch the America's Cup.
I watched it. I followed it. I followed a yacht race.
What channel is it even?
It was on ESPN.
Wow.
They enjoyed their yacht race.
Wow. They really dropped off.
That's a life.
You knew I was facing delirium at that moment. 888-729-9494. You can jump out. We got lines open. Winner of the week, Team Oracle.
Oh.
Weasel of the week, Carlos.
What are you going to watch if you retire?
Carlos.
Broke cage.
Don't even ask.